ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾದಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರ ರುದ್ರ ಮರುತಃ ಸ್ತುನ್ವಂತಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಸ್ತವೈ ವೇದೈ ಸಾಂಗಪದಕ್ರಮೋಪನಿಷದೈ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಾಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತದಧ್ಯತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರಾಸುರಗಣಾಃ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ 13th ವರ್ಸ್. ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಯತ್ತತ್ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾಮೃತಮಶ್ನುತೇ ಅನಾದಿಮತ್ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನ ಸತ್ತನ್ನಾಸದುಚ್ಯತೆ ಸರ್ವತಃ ಪಾಣಿಪಾದಂ ತತ್ ಸರ್ವತೋಕ್ಷಿ ಶಿರೋಮುಖಂ ಸರ್ವತಃಶ್ರುತಿಮಲ್ಲೋಕೇ ಸರ್ವಮಾವೃತ್ಯ ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಸರ್ವೇಂದ್ರಿಯಗುಣಾಭಾಸಂ. ಸರ್ವೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ವಿವರ್ಜಿತಂ ಅಸಕ್ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೃಕ್ಚೈವ ನಿರ್ಗುಣಂ ಭುಣಭೋಕ್ತೃಜ. ಸೊ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ 13th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಅರ್ಜುನ ಗೇವ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಶ್ಚನ್ ಪೇಪರ್. 6 ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ಗಿವನ್: ಪುರುಷ, ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ, ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ, ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ, and jnanam jneyam. Out of this, Bhagavan already given answers to what is kshetra and kshetrajna, what is jnanam. Now, jneyam is the jneyam yattat pravakshyami, what is to be known, ought to be known. Yajnatva amrutam ashnute, having known, one gained moksha. Amrutattvam means immortality. So, amrutattvam ashnute. Anadivat param brahma anasattan nasaduchyate. That Supreme Brahman, it is knowing that Supreme Brahman who is neither sat nor asat. Sat here means gross, asat means subtle. Beyond subtle and gross. Then the last verse we saw, the 15th one, right? Yeah. Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam, asaktam sarvabhrikcheva nirgunam bhunakotrija. So if Bhagavan is the entire creation, sarvadappani padam, that earlier it is sarvadokshisiromukham, sarvadashrutiman loke sarvam avrtadrishtati. If the Lord is everything in this creation, all hands, all heads, all eyes, all ears, all of them are Bhagavan, then will he not be conditioned by those upadhis? Because one body, one pair of ears, one eye, one pair of eyes, that itself give problem. We wish sometime, Surdas ho jave. Suppose I am like Surdas, blind eyes, I don't have to see problems. If I don't hear, it is very good. So that is why sometimes, if you catch a cold or something in the house, the member of the house, if you cannot taste any food, the wife is very happy. Because anything you cook, he is happy, because you don't know. There are certain senses, if it doesn't work. So if it is so, sometime that day you feel very good. But with one equipment itself we are so much conditioned. Suppose Bhagavan conditioned, look at it. He has all the equipments, all the bodies, all the senses, all the pair of eyes, all of them are there. What will be, will he not get conditioned? So that Bhagavan is answering here. Sarvendriya gunabhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam asaktam sarvabhukcheva durgunam gunabhuktrija. Even though all senses are, he possesses, apparently possessing all sense organ and their properties, but in truth, he is beyond all of them. Unattached, asaktam, unattached, sarvabhrikcheva, at the same time sustaining all. Nirgunam gunabhoktrija, free from attributes. But gunabhoktrija, experience, because without him, no experience is possible. So this is the nature of that Paramatma. So even though without him nothing is possible, but at the same time, it is something like a screen is telling in a movie theater. So asaktam sarvabhrikcheva, he is unattached, the screen is unattached. Why? Because in that film you must have seen a tornado, like what, tsunami, you must have seen. Or sometime you see a fire, big fire broke out, and in the screen not even a trace of fire. Or a flood must be there, the screen is not wet. Or if there may be Mahabharata, war fought, blood everywhere, but after the film is over, not even a trace of blood. So, but at the same time, without the screen, you could not have seen the movie. So this is the nature of Bhagavan. So since it is a projection in him, he is not affected by the projection. This much we saw yesterday. Now let us see, continue. Where is that Brahman? The Bhagavan is giving address. Where is he? How do we know? Where does he look for? Everybody says, oh God, you know, look up all the time. One child was asked, where is God? He said, he's in the bathroom. Now why? He said, every day morning, the dad goes, see, he sees the bathroom door closed. Oh God, he says. So he thinks that God is in the bathroom. So now here you see the address. Behirandascha bhutanam.
Behirandascha bhutanam.
Acharam charameva
cha. Acharam charameva cha.
Sukshmatvat tadavitneyam. Durastham chanti kechatat.
Durastham chanti kechatat.
Behihi antaha. Behihi, Bhagavan is outside and inside. Outside and inside, because he himself is both. So with reference to what is outside and inside, with reference to an upathi. Now the space says, within this hall there is a space, the inner space. With reference to the four wall, we say this is inside the hall, the space inside the hall. And with reference to this wall, we say outside the hall. So what is the reference here? It is the four walls. So if behi and antaha, we say with reference to this particular upathi, the physical body. So Bhagavan is within and without. But from the standpoint of Bhagavan, what is that? He is neither inside nor outside. He is everywhere. So Bahirantascha Bhutanam Acharam Charamevacha. He is the moving Acharam, not moving, Charam Evacha, Sthavara Jangamas, that which moves. All the living being, human being, reptiles, birds, all of them are moving. And not moving is what? Like mountain, trees, etc. They don't move. Acharam charamevacha. All of them, Bhagavan's presence is there. We may think that now between you and me, there is an empty space. We think that it is empty, but it is not empty. Lord is present in that seemingly empty space also. If that is not there, you would not be able to listen to my talks. The space is the one carrying the sound from me to your ears. And if you have any doubt, you know, you people, the satellite communication and all that, no. If you dial your cell phone somewhere in the village in India, somebody will say hello. Not now, afterwards. So, and that, how is that possible? See, thousands of miles away, the communication is made because of what? Space. And even though we are just sitting in this room, but through this space, how many different kind of sound waves are passing through, zigzag, going through, but we are not disturbed. Look at that. See, that is wonderful. Is it not wonder? So this outside, inside, both, Bhagavan is present. Sukshmatvat tat avitneyam. Avitneyam, it is not possible to know. It is very hard to know. Why sukshmatvat? Because of its subtlety. So the subtlety is measured by pervasiveness. The grossest element is earth. Subtler than the earth is water. Subtler than water is fire. Subtler than fire is air. subtler than air is space. Why? It is pervasive, everywhere. Now, subtler than space is what? Our mind. That's why Hanumanji is Manojavam Maruta Tullyavegam. So he has got speed of mind. Isn't it? Sitting here while I am talking, you can go to your house and come back. Nobody knows. Very fast. So subtler than space. Why it is subtler than space? Mind. Mind can dismiss space. In deep sleep, mind is not there. Space and time concept also not there. Therefore, mind is subtler than space. Now, subtler than mind is what? Where does the mind rest? In sleep. When you go to sleep, your body is resting. Beautiful, what is that? Temper. There is a temper pedic or something like this one. There is one bed for wife and husband's comfort. If that man keep on moving, she doesn't have to worry. she has her own space. So that bed you are resting. But where does the mind rest? It's a very beautiful topic in Vedanta. Where does the mind rest? The mind rests in consciousness. Mind goes home. It goes home every day. And that is why it gets charged with energy. Morning you get up, you are fresh again to face challenges of life. Why? The mind rested, charged its battery. So this dry docking is the sleep. And that Paramatma has to be subtler than even mind. So therefore, sukshmatvat tat avitneyam. Avitneyam here sense, one cannot see and objectify as an object. See, mind can see or objectify things only what is in front of the senses. Paranchikani vedranasvayambhu parang pasyati na antaratma. Kathopanishad Bhagavan Yamaraj says that this Brahmaji has created all our senses to go outside. Extrovert, not introvert. It is deliberately done. So if the eyes are able to see what is going on inside, cooking and digesting and all that, suppose I see, I don't think you will eat even a sandwich afterwards. So sukshvatvat tad avitneyam durastham cha antike cha tate. It is far for those people who doesn't know. Antike, the one who knows, it is the nearest. So, like space, it is far and near also. That which is subtler than the subtlest, it can be far and near. So, inside means the very self. Outside means the very substratum of the whole universe. So, Behirantascha Bhutana means, inside means your own antaratma. Bhagavan resides in you, inside as your own antaratma. Then outside means he is the substratum for the whole universe. He supports the entire universe. That is the meaning we have to understand. So, Bhagavan is hiding. The most secret place man never suspect, it is said. So otherwise, human being, we will find out where exactly Bhagavan is. And when they find out, he will, you know, destroy him. Because you are the one created or the problem, so you know, they will listen. So Bhagavan has decided one place that man will never suspect. What is that? His own heart. Gurudev used to give a story about this, very interesting story. A Sergi was going to Madras to buy Kanjivaram saris, silk saris, for his only one daughter's wedding. And those days, you know, they didn't have a credit card and things like that. They always carried cash. So Sergi, being a Sergi, he was traveling in a first class compartment. And a thief also somehow spied this, and he thought that he will also invest some money, thinking that he will get a lot of money from this Sergi. And he also managed, bribing the TT and all that, managed to get a seat next to the Sergi. But it happened to be a coupe compartment. Coupe means only two people are there. So Sergi saw him and he asked, the train started moving. Sergi asked a few questions, what are you doing? The thief said, I am a businessman and things like that. And they settled down. The evening came and Sergi ate some food and all that. Afterwards he went to the bathroom, came back. And then he changed his dress and then went to sleep. When he made sure the Sergi is fast asleep, the thief started working. He got up and started searching all over the Sergi. And the suitcase, the key and all that, nothing for this thief. They can open any key. So they opened the suitcase and saw everything, and then afterwards, wherever he was lying down, Sergi was lying down, there also he saw, maybe under the pillow or something, he saw nothing. By the time he was exhausted, he went to sleep. Morning he got up, and Sergi also got up, ordered a cup of coffee, on this platform. And then as he was drinking coffee, this man went to the bathroom, the thief went to the bathroom and came. And when he came back, he saw the Sergi sitting and counting the money in front of him. Are, how is this possible? Then again, he thought that there is one more night there, so we'll see next night I am going to. Early morning, it reaches Chennai. So one night is there, so next night also same routine happened. So Sergi went to sleep and this man again started searching. This time he became very bold. It doesn't matter even if he's caught. So he turned the Sergi around and then and put his hand in the pocket and all over and everything he did, nothing. Again, the train is supposed to reach early morning in Chennai. The man got up and he made a lot of noise, you know, deliberately. The Sergi made a lot of noise. So the thief could not sleep. So he also got up, went to the bathroom. When he came back, he was counting money again. Now this time, this thief could not control his curiosity. He said, doesn't matter, now I have to declare my identity. So he said, and I want to find out the trick, how did you do it? So next time nobody can cheat me. That was his point. So he asked Sergi, I am not a businessman or anything, I am a thief. I came to steal your money, but you outwitted me. Now tell me, where did you hide? Because there is no place in this compartment I have not searched. How did you manage to hide this money from me? The Sergi said, see, when I asked you a few questions, I understood you are not a businessman. Then I realized you have come to steal my money. Then I hid that money in such a place where you will never suspect. And where is that? That is what I want to know. Under your pillow, he said. You searched everywhere, but you never searched. your own pillow. This is what Bhagavan is doing. Sukshmatvat tad avijneyam. It is so subtle that it is impossible to know. And that's why Bhagavan is hiding within us. And we never suspect he is within us. We search for him the whole world. And thus we miss him. Continuing. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu.
Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu.
Vibhaktamiva cha sthitam.
Vibhaktamiva cha sthitam.
Bhuta bhartri cha tajneyam. Grasishnu prabha vishnu cha. Now, avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, vibhaktam iva cha sthitam. So look from the room standpoint, the space looks divided. But from the standpoint of space, it is undivided. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu, undivided in all, it abides undivided. Bhuteshu, in all beings, yet vibhaktam iva cha sthitam, but it looks as though he is divided. Because every upadhi divides. It looks as though, because everybody is separate, right? In every living being, there is the presence of Lord. So if you look from the standpoint of human being, we think that antaratma, there are so many atmas are there. So like from the standpoint of the bulb, there are so many different lights are there. So it looks divided. Vibhaktam iva chastitam. Bhuta bhartrija tatneyam. Krasishnu prabhavishnu cha. So, from the room standpoint, it is divided. But from the standpoint of space, it is not divided, it is undivided. So Bhuta Bhartra, Bhagavan is the sustainer, Tatneyam, Grasishnu, consumer, Prabhavishnu, generator. The Lord is the one from whom everything is born, in whom everything is sustained, and to whom everything goes back. Now these two lines looks very simple actually, but it has got many implications are there. It's very deep meaning is there. Sometimes innocent looking verses, you think deeply, many meanings are there. So avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktam iva cha sthitam. This indicate antaratma lakshanam, that Bhagavan is residing in every body. It looks as though divided, but is not divided. So antaratma. So the Lord is residing in every heart as one's own self. Then what is that? That Paramatma himself is Brahman. What is Brahma Lakshanam? Yato va imani bhutani jayante ena jatani jivanti. From whom the entire creation has emerged and in whom everything is dissolved, because of whom everything is sustained. That is Brahman. So, bhuta bhartrija tatneyam grasishnu prabhavishnu cha. So he is a sustainer, he is a consumer, he is a generator. So that is why a thought rises in me. I am the sustainer of the thought. I am the one who created the thought. From me the thought has risen. In me it is sustained. Unto me it is gone. It dissolves also.
in me.
So I am the support, sustainer and the soul over of all. So one the in this verse Bhagavan has indicated what is that Neya Vastu with reference to the thought. We are Chota Bhagavan, isn't it? So I am the sustainer, I am the generator, I am the consumer also. You have that power in you. The same way, the whole creation has come from the Lord, and in whom it is sustained, and in whom it gets dissolved, and that is Paramatma. Like the ocean says, the waves are born of me, sustained in me, dissolves in me. So, the same way Paramatma also, Bhudabhartrijadatneyam, Grasishnu Pravishnucha. Now the question comes, if that Paramatma is everywhere, but we are unable to see, Sukshmatvad, we are not able to see. Since we are not able to see, means it is in darkness maybe. So that which is in darkness, we will not be able to see. Because Bhagavan may be in dark, that is why in the temple also if you go, the traditional temple if you go, Bhagavan is always in dark only. A small little lamp will be there. Now modern temples only floodlight and all that kind of things. But traditional temple you go, the Lord is always in darkness. Now there, it doesn't mean that actually. Bhagavan is not in darkness. But we are coming from the outer world. To us, it looks as though Bhagavan is covered in darkness. because that is, darkness means ignorance. The Lord is, because of his ignorance, we are not able to see. That is why the pujari comes and light a lamp and show you from top to bottom. So in the light of knowledge, you will have the vision of Lord. That is the symbolism. Now, continuing, if that is the case, Bhagavan is clearing that point. Jyotisham api tad jyotihi. Tamasa paramuchyate. Jnanam jneyam jnanagamyam. Hrudi sarvasya vishtitam. Jyotisham api tat jyotihi. It is the light of all lights. Tamasaparam uchyate. Beyond darkness. It is said to be beyond darkness. Jnanam jneyam jnanagamyam. It is knowledge. Jneyam, that which is to be known. Jnanagamyam, the goal of knowledge. Hrudi sarvasya vishtitam. Seated in the heart of all. Now here, light here means not ordinary light. This light is not opposed to darkness. That is the beauty of this light. Light doesn't mean don't immediately conceive an idea, light is like a sunlight. So we have a light behind, 1000 volt light is there, sitting there behind. It's not like that. This light is peculiar light. And that light can illumine darkness also. Suppose you go to a dark room. What do you see? You don't see anything. But what is that?
You see darkness.
So this is the beauty of our eyesight. See, the eyes are, our pair of eyes are capable of seeing things, seeing object when it is bathed in light. like a camera. Camera can take a picture when the object is bathed in light. If the light is not there, there is a flash, light comes. But our eyes are able to see both at one time. Bhagavan Shankaracharya gives an example. Suppose yonder in a dark place, a solitary lamp is burning. And what do you see? You look at that lamp, you see a halo of light around that lamp. Then afterwards, outer circle, what do you see? A faint halo. But still outer circle, what you see? A thick darkness. So one time we are able to see what? Both light and darkness. Therefore, what is the conclusion? The seer behind the eyes is that Paramatma. He is beyond light and darkness. Unless he is beyond light and darkness, we will not be able to see both. Suppose Bhagavan is only light, then what happens? When the light comes, darkness disappears. That is why Brahmaji once told Surya Bhagavan, there is one mist darkness. Very beautiful. Then Surya Bhagavan wanted to see her. And he said, where is she? He said, she is now west. So he traveled west from east. And when he came here, he asked, where is Miss Darkness? She has gone to east. Then he chased her to east. Then by the time he came east, he again went west. Now that is why Surya Bhagavan is going up and down like this, they say. It is continuously chasing Miss Darkness. If Bhagavan is only light, then you will not be able to see darkness. That is the point. That. So this Jyotisham Atita Jyotihi Tamasaparam Uchyate. So all stars, sun, etc. we are seeing because of this light within us. Jnanam Jnayam Jnanagamyam. And that Paramatma is Jnanam. Jnayam, Jnayavastu, to be known. And Jnanagamyam, the what is that goal to be gained through knowledge? That is also Paramatma. Knowledge, to be known, and the very thing that is to be known, all the three are seated where? In your heart. So you don't have to search for, make a pilgrimage. Only in the Himalayas, if I sit in a cave and withdraw myself from everything in this world, only then I will be able to know the truth. No. And there are people who now rent a cave also. I'm not joking, it is. No, I was going to India once. I was traveling with a gentleman, a Westerner. And he said, I asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Himalayas. Do you have any ashram or anything? No, I have a cave, he said. He has a cave. He has rented a cave and somebody is there to look after all that. He said, it's like a 5-star hotel facility. Wonderful place. And he goes and retreat. 1 month. He's a doctor, practicing doctor. And he goes, take off 1 month, and then sit in the cave. Ah, Anand. So, the only there you will realize the truth. No, why? The Paramatma is within you only. That's why Kabir Das said, Mukko taha dunde re bande. There is one beautiful Toha is there. It's very beautiful. Where are you searching? And namakame ma madiname na mandirme na masjidme. Not even in religion or sannyasme. Nowhere you can find me. Why? Main tera paas hi hai. I am right here with you. So, that is a direct address. Bhagavan has given the direct address. So, this is what. Now, with this, Bhagavan has concluded, Neyam yattat pravakshyami. What is that neya vastu that Bhagavan has indicated? That is why every scripture screams all the time that you may know everything in this world. If you don't know yourself, then whatever you know is, we don't say useless, but that is too much of a strong word. It will be useful, that is all right, but it will not serve the very purpose for which you have come to this world. The human birth, the real purpose of human birth is to realize the truth. So everybody asks the question, what is the purpose of life? The very purpose of life is to know the truth. Because that's why Arjuna said, Karpanya dosho apakartasya bhavaha prichamitvam dharma sammuta chetaha. So, Kripanasya bhavaha is Karpanya doshaha. I have been miserly in using my intellect. My buddhi, the Lord has given to us to use it for the purpose for which it is given to us. If you are not able to know the truth, and whatever that we do, it will be a symptomatic treatment. Symptomatic treatment, the symptom will disappear, but the problem will remain always. At the back of it, that problem always there. That is why there is a shruti behind all of us. You know, like a music concert, you see, there is a shruti. There is a tambura going on, sa, pa, sa, continuously. And the person who is a musician keep on changing the ragas, etc. The same way, as if within us there is a shruti going on. What is that? I want, sapasa. I want. I want what? Object changes, like raga changes. But the shruti continues. In whatever position you are, wherever you are placed, whatever condition you are, this shruti continues. So therefore, unless you take care of that shruti, there is no way we can find peace. So that is why jnaya vastu. Now Bhagavan is summarizing whatever he said so far to get into the next topic. Iti kshetram tatha jnanam. Neyam choktam samasataha.
Neyam choktam samasataha.
Mat bhakta etat vijnaya.
Mat
bhavayopapadyate. Iti. Thus, kshetram tatha jnanam neyam cha uktam samasataha. Briefly, I have explained, I have said what kshetram. What is kshetram? Mahabhutanyahankaraha buddhiravyaktameva cha indriyani dasyekam cha panchajendriya gocharaha iccha dvesha sukham dukham sankhata chetanatridhi. Iti kshetram. So there Bhagavan gave this brief idea of what is kshetram. Then jnanam. Amanittam adambittam ahimsa kshantirarjavam acharyopasanam shaucham sthairyam atmavinigraham indriyagdeshu vairagyam anahankaram evacha janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanudarshanam ಆಸಕ್ತಿರನಭಿಶೃಂಗಪುತ್ರಧಾರಗೃಹಾದಿಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂಚ ಸಮಚಿತ್ಯುತ್ವಂ ಇಷ್ಟಾನಿಷ್ಟೋಪಪತ್ತಿಷು ಮೈಚಾನನ್ಯಯೋಗೇನ ಭಕ್ತಿರವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರಿಣಿ ವಿವಿಕ್ತ ಸೇವ್ ದೇವ ಸೇವ್ ದೇವಿತ್ವಂ ಅರತಿರ್ಜನ ಸಂಸತಿ. ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಂ ತತ್ವಜ್ಞಾನಾರ್ಥದರ್ಶನಂ ಏತತ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯತದೋನ್ಯತ. ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ 20 ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್, 20 ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ನೌ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಯತ್ತತ್ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಅಮೃತಮಶ್ನುತೆ. ದೇರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗೇ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸರ್ವತಃ ಪಾಣಿಪಾದಂ ದ ಸರ್ವದೋಕ್ಷಿ ಶಿರೋಮುಖಂ ದೆನ್ ಸರ್ವೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಗುಣಾಭಾಸಂ ಸರ್ವೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ವಿವರ್ಜಿತಂ ದೆನ್ ಬಹಿರಂಧಶ್ಚ ಭೂತಾನಾಮಚರಂ ಚರಮೇವ ಚ ಅವಿಭಕ್ತಂ ಚ ಭೂತೇಶೋ ವಿಭಕ್ತಮಿಭಜಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾಪಿ ತಜ್ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ತಮಸ ಪರಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಗಂ ಇತಿ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ ವಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ. ಅಪ್ ಟು ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ವಸ್ತು ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ಔಟ್. ಸಮಾಸದ. ನೌ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್, ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ ಏತತ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಯ. ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ನೋನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬೈ ಹುಮ್? ಮೈ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ, ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ ಮೈ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಮದ್ಭಾವಾಯೋಪಪದ್ಯತೆ, ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆರ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಒನ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಮೈ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸಿಮಿಲೇಷನ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ದ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್. ಮದ್ಭಾವ, ಹಿ ಅಟೇನ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ಮದ್ಭಾವ, ಮದ್ಭಾವಾಯ ಉಪಪದ್ಯತೆ ಘಟತೆ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ. ಹಿ ಅಟೇನ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ನೋಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಚ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ, ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಜ್ಞೇಯ. ಬಟ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಒನ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಹಿ ಎಂಟರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಓಕೆ, ನಾವು ಸೊ ಸಮ್ಮರೈಸ್ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್. ನಾವು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಟರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಪೇಪರ್? ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ಚೈವ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಮೇವ ಚ ಏತತ್ ವೇತಿ ತುಮಿಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಚ ಕೇಶವ. ಸೊ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗೇವ್ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ಲಿ. ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿತ್ತಿ ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ ಹಿ ಗೇವ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೌ ಟೂ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್, ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಪುರುಷ. ನಾ ಲೆಟ್ ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್. ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ಚೈವ ವಿದ್ಯನಾದಿ ಉಭಾವಪಿ ವಿಕಾರಾಂಶ್ಚ ಗುಣಾಶ್ಚೈವ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಸಂಭವಾನ್. ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ಚೈವ ವಿದ್ಯನಾತಿ ಉಭಾವವಿ. ವಿಧಿ ಅನಾದಿ, ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ನೋ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಆರ್ ಅನಾದಿ. ಅನಾದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ಲೆಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಪುರುಷ. ನಾ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಪುರುಷ ಈಸ್ ಮೇನ್ಲಿ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯನ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫಿ. We have six schools of thoughts. Nyaya Vaisheshika, then Sankhya Yoga, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. These are the six schools of thoughts. They are all Astikas. Then we have Nastikas also, means they do not, Nastika doesn't mean not non-believers, but they do not believe in the Vedas as Pramana. Those are the Bauddhas, Charvakas, Bauddhas, Jainas. They are called Nastikas. They do not believe in Vedas Pramana. But Astikas, though believe in Pramana, Vedas Pramana, is Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, and Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. Uttara Mimamsa means Vedanta. Purva Mimamsa means Karmakanda. Now, among this, Sankhyans believe they have Prakriti Purusha. Prakriti, they call it as Pradhana. So, according to them, both are eternal. According to them, Purusha is separate, Prakriti is separate. And every individual is, the Purusha is separate, 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 separate. That is how they consider. Last time I told you, their argument is that if one Purusha is there in every common, then what happened? One person realizes, everybody realizes. So that is their argument. But it is not so. Electricity is common in all bulbs. One bulb is fused, doesn't mean all bulbs will go fuse. So that argument doesn't work. So Prakriti and Purusha is Nitya. Anadi Ubhavapi. Now here so many questions are there. If you say, in fact, in Vedanta, there are so many, there are six items are beginningless. Jiva isho visuddhachit tatha jiveshayorbhita avidya tachitor yoga shadasmagam anadeha. In our Siddhanta, there are six beginningless entities are there. One is called Jiva. It is also beginningless. Jiva means all of us. So we cannot say when this Jivatva Bhavana started. Why? When ignorance started, you don't know. Ignorance has been there all the time. Suppose I ask you, do you know Russian? I hope you don't know. What will you say? I don't know. Now, when did this ignorance of Russian start? The moment you asked me, isn't it? Now, if you say that, then I will ask you another question. If you say that your ignorance of Russian started just now when I asked, so before that, what was there? The opposite of ignorance, isn't it? The opposite of ignorance is knowledge. Now from knowledge, how can ignorance come? It is not possible logically. Therefore, ignorance has been there all the time. And at a given point of time, you come to recognize it. And once you recognize it, then what is our attempt? To remove that ignorance. So, Jiva is a product of ignorance. Naturally, Jiva is also beginningless. Then, Ishvara, the Lord, of course, is beginningless. Jiva Ishvara, Vishuddhachit, consciousness, pure consciousness, definitely beginningless. So too, Tatha Jiveshayor Bhita. So too, the difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Isha Jiva Yoho Bedaha. This Beda is due to ignorance. As long as ignorance is there, this difference is always there, maintained. Then avidya, ignorance. Just now we saw that. And tat chitor yogaha. So ignorance, this combination between ignorance and consciousness, it's called adhyasa. This is also beginningless. Adhyasa is a technical word. See, all right, now I got into it, I have to tell you. Consciousness is sentient. And ignorance is what? Jatam. Inert. One is sentient, another is inert. A combination between inert and sentiency is not possible. Like darkness and light. Wherever there is darkness, light is not there. That is why we call it as darkness. The moment light comes, darkness disappears. A combination is not possible. Yushmat asmat pratyayoho vishaya vishayinoho tamaprakashavat viruddhasubhavatvat. Oh, totally opposite is the nature. Therefore, a combination is not possible. But a combination is brought about. Why? The body is inert, insentient. And the mind is inert, insentient. The buddhi is inert, insentient. And what is that? Paramatma is reflected in that. A combination is brought about. And this particular power in Bhagavan is called adhyasa or maya. So this adhyasa is also something that is beginningless. Now out of the six beginningless entities, one that is pure consciousness, shuddha chit, that alone is beginningless and endless. All other five is beginningless, all right, but it is not endless. Ignorance can be destroyed. Ignorance can go. Once ignorance go away, it never stage a comeback. So, but Paramatma, the Supreme Consciousness, it is not only beginningless, but it is endless also. So they call apekshika nityattvam. All other five, we call it as apekshika nityattvam. It is nityam compared to other things. But it is not kutastha nityattvam. The kutastha nityattvam is Paramatma alone. So in that sense, prakritim purusham ceva vidyanati upavapi. So prakriti and purusha, now we have to understand here, there is one point we have to very clear here. One is that Supreme Lord, Sachidananda Surupa Atma, Paramatma. Now that Paramatma is reflected in the intellect, buddhi, which we call it a chitabhasa, reflected consciousness. Now, reflected consciousness is the one assumes the character of what? Ego or jivatva bhavana. Why? Because identifying with buddhi, mind and intellect, it has assumed what? Jivatva bhavana. And that reflected consciousness is called here Purusha. not supreme reality. Okay, now it's very simple to understand. Example is Surya, the sun is in the sky, and that sun is reflected in a bucket of water, and that reflected sun in the bucket of water is this jiva. The sun is not affected at all. It is totally different. But only difference is, with that example is, don't try to stretch it, you know, too much. Then you will get into trouble. Why? Sun is far, far away, and the bucket of water is far, far away, and it is reflected here. And the same way, Bhagavan is also far, far away, and it is reflected. No. There is no distance between the reflection and the Lord, because Paramatma is everywhere. There cannot be any distance. It is not possible. If there is a distance, what is in between that, the vacuum, what is there? That is also Bhagavan only. So there is no possibility of vacuum. So this is the point we have to understand. So, so samsara is for the jiva. Samsara for jiva is only as long as jivatva bhavana is there. So, then, continue that. Vikaramscha gunamscheva vidhi prakriti sambhavan. Understand that as far as the vikaras, modification, and gunas, attributes, like sattva, rajas, tamas, there also, earlier also we saw that, what is that, the gunas, the vikaras, like emotions, the, what was that verse we saw, the indriyani dasekam cha panchajendriya gochara icchat dvesha sukham dukham sankhata chetana dridhi. So these are all icchat dvesha sukham dukham chetana sankhata chetana. These are all modifications, vikaraha. These are sattva rajas tamas. These are also attributes. All of them are prakriti gunas, born of prakriti. Vikaramsya gunai cheva vidhi prakriti sambhavan. So that is, prakriti means prakrashena kriti yogyatvat prakriti, capable of varied and manifold creation. That is called prakriti. All right, continue. Karya karana kartritve. Hetu prakriti ruchyate. Purushas sukha dukkhanam boktritve hetu ruchyate. In your book it must be karana, karya karana kartrutve. Both are correct, okay. Both way we can explain, it's not a problem. Karya karana kartrutve. Karya means the effects. Karanam means cause. Karanam means instrument. So, as far as the effects means gross objects, and the karanam, instruments, means five sense organs. See, gross objects we can experience only through senses. So the senses become karanam, mean instruments of knowledge, pramana. Hetuhu prakriti uchyate. So the hetu, the cause, is prakriti. As far as the gross objects in the world, different objects are there, different varieties of objects are there. As far as they are concerned, and in order to enjoy the object, what is necessary? You need an equipment to enjoy, or the instrument of perception. In order to see the beauty in the world, you need a pair of eyes, you need to experience or enjoy the music, you need ears, you need to enjoy the, what do you call, the taste of food, etc. You need tongue, ityadi. So, those, the objects and the karanas, the cause is prakriti. Purushas sukha dukkhanam. Bhoktrutve Heduruchyate. Now here the Purusha means we should understand reflected consciousness. That Purusha Sukadukkhanam Bhoktrutve Heduruchyate. Consciousness expressing through our mind. Who is the cause for Sukha and Dukkha? Jiva is none other than the reflected consciousness identifying with BMI. He is the one suffers in the form of Sukham, Dukkham. When you think about all our suffering, when we identify with our thoughts, we suffer, isn't it? Purusha identifying with gunas, like watching a movie. When you identify with the character, what happens? You look for Kleenex. A husband and wife was watching a movie. And the heroine in the movie died. Then the husband start crying. The wife nudged the wife saying, "Hey, I am here." He took a pair of first Kleenex and wiped his tears. And he said, "That is why." Why? It is identification. You are seeing something in the silver screen and you suddenly remember your wife and start crying. Identification. So Purusha Sukadukkhana. This Sukham Dukkham is due to identification. Lapam, alapam, gain, loss. If there is no identification, there is nothing. That is why you love other neighbor's child, you see. Because you have no responsibility. But when it comes to my child, my God, you can't enjoy it. Why? So much of attachment. Fear also. Wherever there is attachment, there is a fear comes. Anxiety comes. So the whole joy of bringing up a child is also gone. Now. Continuing. Purusha prakritis. Tohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasat yoni janmasu. Purushaha prakritisthohi. Purusha lodge in prakriti. Bhunkte experiences. Prakriti jan gunan. Prakriti jan, born of prakriti, gunan. Now gunan means qualities. Qualities means sense objects here. So purushaha prakritistohi bhunkte prakritijan gunan. Purusha lodge in prakriti, experiences the sense objects born of prakriti. Karanam gunasongosya sadasat yoni janmasu. Because of this reason, he is attached to this guna. Guna here we have to translate as sense objects. Because we are attached to this sense objects, what happens? We enjoy a particular object, that experience of that joy is retained in the memory and it is stored in the subconscious as vasana, impression. Because of that impression, what happens? Mind asks for repeated performance. And the same experience repeatedly, if you go through, what happens? it creates a habit. And once it becomes a habit, what happens? Whether you like it or not, you go for it. Addiction comes. First, what happened? A thought or a desire comes in our mind, we identify with it. When we identify with what happens, sometime then a stage will come, we must fulfill that desire. But when the desire comes, at that beginning stage you can dismiss it. But afterwards you have thought about it, you have delved deep into it. When it becomes a desire, it becomes difficult to remove it. You have to get rid of it only through experience. So once you experience it, what happens? Sometimes certain desires are not noble. You feel guilt. Now to remove the guilt, what we do? We seek diversion. We join some club or become volunteer in the temple or some organization, non-profit organization like Chinmayamshin. Why? You want to divert your thinking. Hide yourself. You can't face. And that is why most of the time when Swami comes satsang mein jaake puchhenge question answers the time. Swamiji, suppose a person does this, is it a sin? And that Swami understood, this man has done something wrong. No, no, no problem. Bhagavan to maaf karenge. He wants justification. So we try to justify. The justification also, even though justification comes to you, And then we try to philosophize. The another problem. A person who has studied Shastra, scriptures, etc., then he philosophize. What that person has done in the Puranas. No, why not Devendra himself did? Why not I do it? Like this, there are justification comes. Even though you justify, you philosophize, but still, you know, something tells you something. I am not, what you have done is not right. Guilt comes again. Now to get out of this guilt, what happened? We seek diversion, outlets. There are noble outlets are there, so many outlets are there. Whatever outlet you seek, it is a diversion. But still you will not be able to solve the problem. And it becomes so much, that is the what time we take to what? We knock the mind out. Taking to drugs, etc. See how the fall, one step by step. So this is what Bhagavan says, Purushaha prakritistohi bhungte prakritijan gunan. And because of this karanam, because of the karma, that is the cause, gunasangosya, attachment to this guna. Guna means the senses, pleasures. Sadasat yoni janmasu. He will be born into different wombs. There are 84 lakhs of wombs are there in the creation. 1 lakh is 100,000. 84 lakh means what? 840,000 yonis. According to our Shastra. Now, all of them are only four type. Swetajam, Andajam, Udbhijam, Jarayujam. Swetajam means born of sweat, moisture. Then Andajam, born of egg, birds, reptiles, etc. Udbhijam, born of earth, trees. Jarayujam means human being, born of womb. So according to the nature of his vasanas, the birth, సో సదస్ సత్ అసత్ యోని, సత్ యోని నోబుల్ ఫోర్ ఫ్యామిలీస్, అసత్ యోని మీన్స్ ఇగ్నోబుల్ ఫ్యామిలీస్, ఆర్ సత్ యోని మీన్స్ దేవాస్ కిన్నరాస్ గంధర్వాస్ సెలెస్టియల్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సెట్ వెన్ పుణ్య ఈజ్ హయర్ యూ విల్ గో టు హెవెన్, యూ టేక్ హెవెన్లీ బర్త్. ఇఫ్ పాపా ఇస్ మోర్ దెన్ వీ గో టు తిర్యంగ్ ఇత్యాది, నేను పశు పక్షి ఇత్యాది, టైగర్ లయన్ ఎలిఫెంట్ కౌస్ డాగ్స్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ బ్యాడ్ ఐ హియర్ ఇన్ అమెరికా డాగ్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ వెరీ గుడ్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్. ఈవెన్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ డాలర్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ టు డాగ్. బట్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈజ్ డాగ్ డజంట్ నో ఈజ్ అ మిలియనేర్. దాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యోని ఇట్ విల్ గోస్. అండ్ వెన్ ద పుణ్య పాపాస్ బికమ్ 50-50 వీ గెట్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు బ్యాలెన్స్. సమ్ హౌ వీ గాట్ ఇట్, సో డోంట్ వేస్ట్ ఇట్. సో దిస్ సో కారణం గుణసంగోస్య. See, this guna is also the nature of mind. Mind has a tendency to label everything, isn't it? A simple thing, you know, if you see somebody in the party, suppose you go to a party, you see a person, you are curious, you ask, what is your name? Simple, innocent question. And that person will say, I am Subramanya Iyer. Oh, you are a Brahmana, okay. Mentally, recorded, he is a Brahmana. The next question comes, what do you do? I am an IT. Oh, he is an IIT person, educated, good. Then mentally also calculated, this much money he must be making. These are all going on. All those question is very simple. Then another question comes, where do you live? The third question is very important. How he answers. Then from that they judge with what locality he is living, whether it is a high class society or, you know, there are school districts are all there where high class schools there, then the property value is very high. And immediately the judge. And then he decides whether he should be included in my party list or not. I hope you all notice this, isn't it? You must have done it yourself. So this is the knack. This is called mind. The mind has got this gunas and it is continuously adding there. Every minute we are adding it and storing it. And if you get into this, what happened? This is called garbage. See, this garbage we collect so much. Unless you empty this, there's no way moksha is possible. Now comes a very beautiful verse. Now again, Bhagavan, what is the true nature of that truth, Purushaha, is given in this verse. Very beautiful. 6 pointers are given here. Upadrashtanumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha Paramatmeti Chapyuk దేహేస్మిన్ పురుష పరః. దేహే అస్మిన్ దేహే పురుష పరః, ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ దట్ సుప్రీం పురుష. What is he? Upadrashta. Upadrashta means upadrashta. Upa means near. Drashta means seer. Near seer. He sees closely as witness of everything. So you withdraw from all seen, what is there is witness. So Upadrashta, Anumanta, permitter. It allows everything, every thought in the mind. Whatever thought rises in your mind, it allows. Anumanta. Sometime noble thought comes, ignoble thought comes, jealousy comes, hatredness comes, all of them Bhagavan is allowing. It is there. Anumanta. Bharta. Bharta means Bengan Bharta. Nourisher of our body. Bharta. Nourisher of our body, mind, intellect. Sustainer. The one who integrates. Bhokta, experiencer through Upadhi. Bhokta. Maheshwaraha, great lord, who is independent, who is everywhere, the ruler of all is Maheshwaraha. Paramatma, the supreme lord. Now our Gurudev has given a very beautiful explanation to this. See, there are 6 pointers are given, but all of them are looking, you know, meaning if you look at it, it doesn't make much sense to us. Different names for Bhagavan is given, that's all. Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. Iti. But Gurudev has given a wonderful explanation to this. See, a person with 100% ego, like Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and 100% ego, Bhagavan is still there in him also. As Purusha, the Lord is there in him. Antaratma is there, presiding. But what will happen to him? He will be only a witness. Upadrashta. Just, he cannot do anything. Sometimes your children also, a teenager, become wild. What to do? Father, kya kare? Witness. That's all. Hundred percent solidified ego. Bhagavan is Upadrashta, just a witness. Some people are cruel. Hitler. And what he can do? Bhagavan is there in him also. But what can he do? He is a witness. He doesn't do anything. Now, 20% vasanas or ego reduced. Still 80% ego is there. So then, 20% less means what? Little divinity come through him. Then he become Anumanta. Bhagavan allows. Start nodding his head. Means, Lord allows him to do what he wants. Desires. Certain permit. Certain sanctions. So Anumanta. He nods his head. He has a particular desire. Okay. At least he is doing something. Let me allow. So like a father finds the child is showing some interest to study. Then he will say, okay, go and buy the book and all that. He will say, sanction, you know, give allowances, he gives. Then still 20% ego is gone. Then he become Bharta, nourisher. Whatever he wishes, he gets fulfilled. We have come up to what? 40% gone, right? I'm not very good in arithmetic. Then another 20% gone. Means 60% ego is gone. He become Bhokta. Then Bhagavan residing in him, he start enjoying. And why he start enjoying means what? He'll become a happy person. And he will be able to make others happy also. Then another 20% gone, he become like Lord Parameshwara. Whatever he wishes, he can even move the phenomenal forces. Sant Jnaneshwar was able to move a mud wall. He could make a buffalo chant Vedas. That ability comes to you. What? 80% ego is reduced. Now what will happen when 100% ego goes? Paramatma. The Lord and him, there is no difference. There's a very beautiful explanation for this verse. So, upadrashtanumantacha bharta bhokta maheshwaraha paramatmeti japyuktaha dehesmin purushaparaha. So, thus Supreme Spirit, that Lord is named thus. Now, next one. Ya evam vetti purusham. Prakritim cha gunai saha. Sarvatha vartamanopi. Nasabhuyo bhijayate. Yaha, anybody, whoever he be, he who, any person who has prepared his mind, evam veti, knows thus, in this manner, what prakriti purusha. Or just before Bhagavan said, upadrashta anumanta chavarta bhokta maheshwara, in this manner, purusham prakritim cha gunaihi saha. The one who knows the nature of purusha and the nature of prakriti, along with its guna, the attributes. Sarvatha vartamanopi. No matter how he lives in this world, sarvatha vartamanopi. Whatever be his style of life, nasa bhuyo bijayate, he is no more born. Na jayate bhuyaha, he will never be born again. So, what is prakriti and its modifications? And he is, then once you know, then he will be free from that. Once he understands that whatever way he lives, he is not born again. He never falls into the ignorance again. That's the point. Sarvadha vartamanopi. Evam veti, knows in this way. How? One has to inquire into the nature of the self and the not self. Prakriti, atma, anatma, vivechanam. One who has done, then whether he is yogaratova, bhogaratova, sankaratova, sangavihinaha, yasya brahmaniramate chittam, nandati nandati, nandatyaiva. Whether he is in meditation, or he is enjoying the world, or sangaha with people, or without company, whose mind is reveling in Paramatma, he alone rejoices, he alone rejoices. And when he lives in this world, he becomes like an actor. He takes up any role, he excels. Now comes the question, how do I get there? Next point. These are all very nice to hear. Yeah? How do I get there? We'll tell you tomorrow, okay? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.